All right, today I thought we'd look at some software that I found actually this morning. So it's hot off the press for me. I'm sure it's been around for a little while. But I saw a reference to it and I went to check it out and I was very impressed with it. So let's take a look at it here. Before we get started, let me mention that I have used voice recognition software in the past, specifically Dragon. Which is very expensive, and I've had a long history with it, but I just don't like the price, and they keep asking me to upgrade, and I just want something simple that works, nothing with so much overhead. One thing Dragon does is it just eats your system alive. It uses up a ton of RAM, even disk space is just a bear. So this is a neat little program called Voice Typer. And once you start it, it just puts a little start dictation button over here on the screen, which I'm using here with my mouse to kind of highlight and circle. But the beauty of this is it's not just like Dragon in that it is voice typing, yes, but the beauty of it is wherever you put your cursor, it will fill in that information. Now I've got my favorite notepad here, replacement is Notepad +++. I like it because when you're coding with it, it does pretty printing and so forth. It has a lot of other features, so I really like that. But I can put it up here and put my cursor in this box, click Start to cut dictation. If I could speak, and you notice that whatever I'm saying is being typed in the box there. And if I go ahead and say period, you notice it'll put a period at the end of the sentence and start the next sentence, even including a space, which I like. I like to have spaces between my sentences, exclamation point. So there you go. That's how Voice Typer works. It's just that simple. But let's show you something else that's kind of nice. Let me stop it. Okay. I'm going to drop that out. I'm going to open up my email. Now, this is Thunderbird. So I'm going to go ahead and start dictation. Harold at WFR.org. I did a fair job with that. Test message. Test message. Okay, comma. It was a little slow in responding there, and that's why it repeated it, because I repeated it. It was still thinking. At any rate, you get the idea. You could use this to send emails, to write texts, to create Facebook posts, Twitter posts, whatever, without typing. All right, I'm going to stop it and then go down here in the tray and exit. There we go. And I'm not going to send this message, obviously. That would be kind of silly. So there you go. That is Voice Typer. Now, you might say, well, that's great, Dr. Bill. How much did this set you back? Well, here's the thing. They have a free trial, and I don't even know how long the trial is. I think it may be a week. For whatever period you have it, you can test it out as I'm doing here, and it is completely crippled. Everything works. No downside there. But at some point, they will tell me how much it costs. Now, I've been able to go online and find out that the official price is $14.95 per month, which that's fairly high per year, in my humble opinion. But they designed this software for people with disabilities that wouldn't be able to normally type. I like to use it because I'm not the best typist in the world. I'm not very fast because I never took typing in school. So I never learned the official way to do it. I'm a hunt and pecker, but I tend to hunt and peck very quickly. So for that, I guess I'm faster than most that would be that bad at typing. I don't know. Anyway, the point is, they designed it for people who have some disability. Therefore, the price is less for those people, as I understand it, the research I've been able to do. So I will let you know more when I find out what the official price is and how that breaks down. It's possible to have nonprofit discounts, things along that line. But I'm very impressed with the software, and it opens up some possibilities. I've always wanted to write a book, but I've never been able to fathom the idea of typing for that long to create a book. So maybe this will open that door for me, but I wanted to show it for you on the show. And remember, until next time, that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.
If you're watching us on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to our channel and ding the bell to be notified of future videos.